Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is a Patriots Monday, and Bill Belichick is brought to you by the Massachusetts General Cancer Center, Every Day Amazing. Also by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in the sexual health of men. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. And Bill is brought to you by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
We're doing good. Wiggy's been calling yesterday a signature win all morning. Is there such a thing in your mind? And if so, was it yesterday?
Well, it's always good to win. Every win brings its own dynamics and highlights, let's call it. So there were some things we did well yesterday, well enough to win. There's certainly some other things that we need to improve on, but good to be able to correct from a road win against a good team and build on that and go from there and get ready for Carolina. So we'll take it and we'll move on. But I thought there were some areas that we were good in, some areas we were inconsistent in. But we'll learn from all of them and, like I said, try to keep stringing days together here.
Bill, one of the things that, I always ask every week is about situational football and situations in the game. And I thought yesterday you guys did a really good job, especially towards the end of the game. Defensively, you have a 3-and-out stand. You're up by 7. Offensively, you get the ball back, and it kind of turns into like this 4-minute drive, take as much time off the clock as possible. You guys are able to do that and kick a field goal to give yourself a, two-score lead. Just talk a little bit about, that whole series and that situation and how the offense did a really good job in that situation.
There were certainly some, good things in there. We had some good runs. That certainly helped us. At the beginning of the drive, at the end of the play, we kind of got into a scrum there and of course the 40-second clock doesn't reset. And so, obviously I have to do a better job of coaching that. And so we used our third timeout, and came back and ran a play action pass there, to Jacoby, which was a big play for us. And then, again, we had some good running plays. We got down to a good pass play to Nikhil. And then on the third and one, hit Jacoby on the rollout. And so all those plays kind of kept the drive going. And as you said, took enough time off the clock to, once we got the 2-score lead to, put us in a good position there to win. So that was a big drive. But we still made some mistakes along the way in that drive. Luckily it worked out okay, but even in there there's some things we need to do better. But we protected the ball and we quite a bit of clock there. Similar to the drive we had at the end of the earlier in the year.
Several guys commented on it, but the late hit on Mac, I think David Andrews said it was a BS play. Would you agree?
Yeah, well, it's the league certainly made a lot of protecting the players and player safety and all that, and protecting the quarterback. So I think you'd have to talk to the league and Ron Torbert about that one.
Bill, when you see the game yesterday, and I think heading into the game, I think there's always a lot of things that people talk about, maybe what's potentially could be some of the obstacles in a game. You guys were able to go West Coast, play on the road against a good football team, come away with a win. What was kind of your message after the game to the team about their performance in a very difficult game on the road, hot, kind of, I wouldn't call it a hostile environment because it seemed like there was more Pats fans there, but just the fact of trying to go to the West Coast and playing a good football team.
Right. Well, as you know, Wiggy, there are challenges every year, and whatever the road games are, they are, and whatever circumstances they fall in, night games or West Coast games or whatever it is, and every team deals with those, and when they come up, your team has to step up and meet those challenges, not only of the team, but the circumstances around the game. So I thought we did a good job of handling that. We had a good week of focus and preparation. Again, wasn't perfect in the game for sure, but again, like you said, it was against a good team that had an extra week to prepare, and they were certainly ready to go. We saw that on their first drive, and which we expected. And I think really the message for us is, and we're all seeing it, is it's just one day at a time. Keep improving. We certainly improved in a lot of areas over the first half of the season, and if we can continue to do that, then that'll bode well for us. And if we don't, if we just level off or trend down a little bit, I think we all know where that'll take us. So just collectively, all of us, players, coaches, everybody involved, just need to continue to believe in what we're doing, to try to do it better, to fix things that aren't as good as what they should be or could be, that are, I would say, relatively, they're fixable, let's put it that way. So, but it's up to us to fix them. Nobody's going to do it for us. I think our players understand that. I think they've been trying to do that. And we just got to press on.
Bill, you have three opponents this year on your schedule that are coming off a bye, the most in the NFL. You've won the last two in a row, obviously, against the Jets and the Chargers. How does that impact, if at all, your preparation in those games? And what does it mean for your team to have 15 less rest days than your opponent in games this season?
Well, it doesn't really change the preparation too much. I think what it does do is you have to recognize that team will have some extra time to either put in a play or do something that maybe they haven't done before, or whatever they're doing that they've worked on, they're going to be able to do it better because they put extra time into it. And we saw some of that. We saw it in the Jets game, you know, when they ran the reverse, that was a new play that they looked like they ran another play off of that yesterday to help them beat Cincinnati. But and certainly the Chargers came out with a better and more productive running game than they've had in recent weeks. And we certainly have to coach and play better, but they did a good job too. They blocked us and Eckler and then they made a couple of good cuts and all that. But I think, again, those are the things you see. You see something that's a little bit new, a little bit different. Maybe it's a new blitz. Maybe it's a new offensive play or concept. And then you probably see a little better execution at whatever it is they are game planning for your game because they've had a little bit extra time to do it. I don't think it really changes the game planning much, but because you don't know what they're going to do, but whatever they picked out, you can usually see after the game some evidence of it.
Bill, when it comes to doing something before the deadline tomorrow, does yesterday's result affect your thought on that at all, either way?
Oh, not really. I would think a function of, again, all plays are intended to help both teams. So if there's something that works for us and works for somebody else, then that's a possibility. If it doesn't work for us, if it doesn't work for somebody else, then it's not going to happen. So we'll see what happens. It's a very unpredictable, this is an unpredictable time. Again, we've talked to all the teams, and I'm sure they've talked to all the other teams too, and a few players that are, maybe of interest one way or another. But then what happened yesterday will affect some of this too. So there may be a team that's might be interested or might be talking about, hey, we would consider a trade for this player, and then somebody gets hurt, and then that player's not available anymore. Or they might lose somebody at position and look at another team, our team, or whoever, and say, well, this team has some depth at that spot. Let's see if they would be interested in a trade exchange. That happens today. I've seen it as late as Tuesday at noon on the trade deadline. Guy you've never even talked about, and all of a sudden you're having a conversation about it at noon, 1 p.m, saying, all right, we can, this could be a deal here, whether it's, in either direction. So it's very unpredictable. Like I said, we've talked to all the teams in the league. We know some of the players that are available, but things will change, and I'm sure they did change yesterday, and we'll follow up on those and, see what happens. But I wouldn't say there were, anything step, but you never know.
Well, I mean, without revealing too much, when it comes to something like that, are you looking at specific areas where, here's an area we can improve, or are you looking at this player is available and because he's available, we want to do something there?
Yeah, well, there's nothing to reveal, so we're not really revealing anything. But anytime you talk about a player trade, an exchange of players or draft choices or whatever it is, you look at the cost and you look at the value, and there's half a season left, so it's what it is. You're not talking about 17 games, you're talking about 9 or 8, depending on, where these buys fall, or 10, I guess. So let's call it half a season. And you're looking at salary and next year's contract and, your situation, their situation based on injuries and depth of the position and all that. And they're all very fluid. And then what's the cost? So there are some players that are available that the cost would be too high. There are other players that are available that maybe a team doesn't have that much interest in. You may have depth at a position that nobody else needs, or you might have depth at a position that more than one team is looking at. Again, you just have to kind of take it and that works for both teams. So if the league, around the league, there's 100 trades being talked about, there's probably 4 of them that'll be made. So it's, for me, I'm focused on the Carolina Panthers. If the personnel department comes and says, look, here's something we think we should consider, then we'll talk about it and go from there. But until that happens, I'm on Carolina, and we have a lot of work to do on that for sure.
A quick question, Bill. Did you contemplate trading Wiggy at the deadline in 2001?
Of course not.
Wait until the season was over, and then we parted ways. Bill, one of the things I think a lot of people look at in the game is, what's going on in the mind of Bill Belichick? There was a play yesterday in the game, the holding call that was kind of in the end zone on the charge of Justin Herbert, where you challenged that play. What was going on in your mind? What was the challenge for? What did you think happened, and what were you guys trying to challenge? Because they didn't really give us a good indication on what was going on. We didn't know if it was trying to challenge whether it was a holding in the end zone, possibly a safety.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I thought it was. So, I mean, obviously I made a mistake on that I saw the play and I saw the tackle 74 Norton hold Van Noy, and I thought it was close to the end zone. And when the play came on the replay, I thought he held him in the end zone. Kyle was like maybe 2 yards deep in the end zone. He tried to fold back towards the line of scrimmage and Norton grabbed him. And I thought it was clearly in the end zone. They actually called the holding penalty though. They actually called the holding penalty on Feeler, which was kind of an inline call. And that was, in looking at the film, I mean, that was holding too. But I thought it was a hold on Norton. And so I didn't get the number. I should have been more detailed and found out that the holding was on who it was on. I thought it was on Norton, but it was on Feeler. Feeler clearly held on the 4 yard line. So there's no question about that. You know, should Norton been called for holding? I mean, I don't know. He wasn't, so I guess not. But that was, you know, that was really a mistake on my part. And play came up again fairly quickly, and I thought it would be a significant play if it was a safety. But it was a mistake. It was a late challenge.
No, well, at least we now know what was going through the mind of Bill Belichick.
That's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was. It was.
All right.
It was what I thought the penalty and what the penalty actually was were two different things, and so it's, you know, I got to do a better job on that. But I didn't want to miss the opportunity to challenge a play that I thought would have had a big impact on the game. As it turned out, you know, they got first down and Nate got the interception. So you know, all is well that ends well. But that's, you know, the next time that probably would not work out in our favor, just playing the odds.
You celebrate that win with another cold beer?
With a good night's sleep. We're, you know, we watched the film last night, and the players are working out this morning. We're going to have a short meeting here this morning and then head back, and we'll be grinding on Carolina all day. And, again, that's a team we don't know very well. A coaching change since the last time we played them. Coach Rule's got a whole, you know, again, a work to do on the team. So we'll spend all day here on them and be ready to go.
All right, Bill.
Good night's rest last night was good for all of us. We usually don't have that on the West Coast trip, so glad we have it, have the opportunity to do it this time.
Well,
we can't get by on just a couple hours sleep like Wiggy can. He's got that stamina that some of us are not blessed with.
Well, I remember some coach telling me, say, don't let your night job affect your day job. So there's one guy down there, Carolina, that you guys might know well. We're number 9, had a pretty good game against Atlanta. So you do a little research on him.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of good players, and they're a well-balanced team, an offense, defense, special teams. So we'll have to be ready for every set of abilities, and you know, as I said a couple of weeks ago. So, we'll have to do a good job against against everybody. But again, playing against players or coaches that have been on this team before. Are coming from the other team again. It's pretty much every week, so it is what it is.
All right, Bill. Great to talk to you, and safe trip back. We'll enjoy talking to you next Monday.
Yeah, that's good, Greg. Before we sign off, just want to say to all our fans out there who are mostly Red Sox fans, I'm sure you know how much we're all gonna are saddened by Jerry's passing and. You know how much he meant to all of us, the connection he was to the Red Sox and you know, his voice in the game, and to the fans, and you know, it meant so much to Boston sports as a player and as an announcer and his commentary on the game and insight into the game. We'll all miss him, and I know our fans are Jerry Remy and Red Sox fans too. So our sympathy goes out to the Ranney family, and just want to express my and all of our appreciation for all that he did to make Boston sports enjoyable and exciting, for all of us. So we'll certainly miss him.
All right, Bill. Well said. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again coming up on Monday.
All right. Sounds good, Greg. Wiggy, have a good one.
All right. Later.
All right. There he is, Bill Belichick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.